Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let's go to the movies.
Thousands of movies are released every year. That's a lot of stories.
Or take a trip up La Brea.
This place doesn't seem real, does it?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, September 28th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Live from New York, it's no longer Beck Bennett. Amid speculation that a handful of repertory performers would exit long-running sketch show Saturday Night Live, the 36-year-old was the only member of the main cast missing from Monday's SNL Season 47 cast announcement. Featured player Lauren Holt will also not be returning for the new season following her freshman run on the show. Emmy-nominated performer Bowen Yang was promoted to the main cast for season 47, as was Chloe Fineman. The show also added three new featured players, Aristotle Athari, James Austin Johnson, and Sarah Sherman. We have more on all three of them at EW.com. After revealing early Monday that Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke had tested positive for COVID-19, her star partner, Peloton instructor Cody Rigsby, also couldn't perform on last night's episode. So, how to judge them? In a case like this, the show was able to turn to taped footage of the duo's rehearsal of their salsa, for which they received a 24 out of 40. Burke and Rigsby appeared via Zoom to chat with host Tyra Banks and listen to the judges. Burke, by the way, assured everyone she is, quote, feeling okay. And Rigsby, who had COVID earlier this year, says he also feels good. Last night's episode also featured the first elimination of the season, Cobra Kai star Martin Cove. Another Life is hosting a galactic reunion. Katie Sackhoff is getting some company in the form of two of her Battlestar Galactica cast members. Rika Sharma and Kate Vernon have been cast in the second season of the Netflix sci-fi series. You can check out a first look photo of the three of them, as well as other news, reviews, interviews, and more at EW.com. All right, let's roll on our top three picks for today, starting with number three, Attack of the Hollywood Clichés. Rob Lowe hosts this Netflix special, taking a humorous look at familiar film tropes, where they came from, and how they work. From the angry desk sweep, to Hollywood's depictions of sex, to the ubiquitous Wilhelm scream. Along for the ride is an all-star cast of celebrities, critics, and commentators, including Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh, Richard E. Grant, former EW editor-in-chief Jess Cagle, and many more. Here's a cliche-ridden preview.
Thousands of movies are released every year. That's a lot of stories. Stock characters, familiar story beats, and convenient plot devices have crept in over time. Tonight, we celebrate the cliches that have made cinema what it is today.
There's a bloodlust that a great villain creates in an audience.
You can say gibberish dialogue with great conviction.
These are trophies I keep in my den as paperweights.
How do you suggest the act of sex without actually showing it? Is it raining outside?
Music will be building, bodies will look amazing. It's so passionate. We all know what's gonna happen, we don't really need to see the next bit.
But if you do need to see Attack of the Hollywood Clichés, you can stream the special on Netflix now.
Number two.
The adventure of today's picks continues with number two, NBC's new sci-fi drama, La Brea. The series begins with a massive sinkhole opening in the middle of Los Angeles. Gotta love that. Pulling hundreds of people and buildings into its depths. and it only gets wilder from there. Those who fell in find themselves in a dangerous primeval land where they have no choice but to band together to survive. Meanwhile, as the rest of the world desperately seeks to understand what happened, one family torn apart by the disaster will have to unlock the secrets of this inexplicable event to find a way to reunite. Here's a preview.
They were right behind me. And then they were just gone.
Where the hell are we?
This place doesn't seem real, does it?
Run! We stick together, we got a better shot of surviving.
Maybe someone's out there.
This show really does have it all. Mystery, family drama, suspense, and really weird CGI birds. No sign of the tar pits in that trailer, though. Your visit to La Brea begins tonight at 9 on NBC.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Today's question brings our number 3 and number 2 picks together. La Brea star Natalie Z has appeared alongside Rob Lowe on what TV show? The West Wing, Parks and Rec, or 911 Lone Star? Stick around for the answer and our number 1 pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey everyone, I'm Sid Evans, editor-in-chief of Southern Living and host of Biscuits and Jam. Since 2020, I've been interviewing musicians, chefs, authors, and other Southern icons about their family traditions, their faith, their favorite meals, and of course, what it means to be Southern. And I'm excited to announce season 5 of our award-winning podcast. Join me every Tuesday for new conversations with some of the most interesting and influential Southerners around. Be sure to follow Biscuits and Jam wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us online at southernliving.com/biscuitsandjam.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Throughout Hispanic Heritage Month, we'll be celebrating Latinx art on EW.com and our social media with a special video series featuring Latinx creatives. One Day at a Time co-creator Gloria Calderon-Kellett recently spoke to EW for that series and answered the question, what you watching?
You know what I just watched that I loved? Stanley Tucci in Italy. He's just going around Italy, eating carbs in white pants, living his best life. And I love it. It made me want, you know, it made me really want to see, like, I want to see Eva Longoria eat her way through Mexico. You know, I want to see Julissa Calderon eat her way through the Dominican Republic. Like, I am here to see people eat food and talk about their culture. I think it's so cool. It's so cool also, that show in particular was really cool because it talked about all the influences of different places, how the food in the North is different than the food in the South, but it's different than the food on Sicily. Like, it was so cool. And I really was excited by it and wanted to see that for every culture. I'm so excited by stories and by food. So it was like stories and food in one show. Yes, please.
We endorse this recommendation wholeheartedly, and not just because the show was one of our picks when it premiered back in February. Stanley Tucci, Searching for Italy, is a delightful culinary exploration with the Oscar-nominated actor, and will have you hankering for a good bolognese long before it's over. You can stream the show on HBO Max right now. And now we'll hit you one more time with our number one pick, Britney versus Spears. Just one day ahead of Britney Spears' next day in court, Netflix is offering another look at the pop star's conservatorship fight with this new documentary. Reportedly in the works for more than a year, Britney versus Spears recounts the singer's public and private search for freedom as she battled the 13-year conservatorship, putting her father Jamie in control of her life, finances, and career. The doc delves into confidential documents, text messages, and new interviews with key players to make clear what Spears herself has attested. The full story has yet to be told. Here's a bit of the trailer.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
Britney never had one person she could trust. Not mom, not dad.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay?
There was financial incentives for Jamie, for the lawyers.
I represented dozens of conservatees in court. Not one of them has ever had a job.
Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
That's audio from Spears' court testimony in June, in which she spoke publicly about the conservatorship for the first time and alleged a long list of abuses she suffered under it. There's a lot to delve into and untangle here. You can start with Britney vs. Spears, streaming on Netflix now. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. La Brea star Natalie Z has appeared alongside Rob Lowe on what TV show? The West Wing, Parks and Recreation, or 911 Lone Star? Hope you don't get too fired up if you miss this. The answer is 911 Lone Star. Z played Zoe, the psychology professor who dated Lowe's Owen in season one of the Fox drama. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall.